This is the Arthur Maddleston MP Podcast. I'm going to try and explain to you what the Hung Parliament means, what's going to happen now. Essentially, David Cameron has won the election. He has the majority of seats and the moral authority to govern this country. The only slight problem is a niggling legality which suggests that he needs to have a majority of seats in the House of Commons. It is a purely trivial hypothetical point, which might possibly be mentioned in the Constitution, but it's certainly not mentioned anywhere else. You know, I mean, this is not something you'll find written down in any law. So, he needs to get those few other votes. Now, there's a lot of places he can go to get those votes from. I mean, he could ask, votes is the wrong word, of course, it's MPs. He needs more MPs. He's got 302 MPs, he needs 326 MPs, he needs 24 MPs. And there's a number of places he can go to get them. He's got my vote. I'm there, I'm with him, I'm saying, go, David. David, go. Because we don't want Gordon Brown, you know, we want to get rid of Gordon Brown. And I'm saying to Gordon Brown, go, Gordon, go. We don't want you here. Go, Gordon. And of course, Nick Clegg is the man who can make these things happen. He's got 50-something MPs, and he's saying, you know, he's there, and he can help David. He can say to David, look, David, you got the most votes in the election. Well done, you. So therefore, you can have my votes as well, and that way we can have a majority government. And that's what David wants him to do. I mean, David's saying, you know, hey, I got the most votes. Give me some of your MPs, and you know, I've got the moral authority. You give me some MPs, and hey, everybody's happy. And you never know, we might help the Liberals out. You know, you got some policies there which, well, we might be able to set up a commission to look into a policy that goes with your policy, and then creates a policy which you might quite like the policy. And I, for one, can't see why Nick hasn't taken David up in his offer. Now, the other option Nick Clegg has with his MPs is to back Labour. He could back Labour into a corner, he could back Labour into a cul-de-sac, but mainly he could just sort of back them, and you could be faced with Labour having the backing of the Democrats saying, hey, you know, we want to form government. That would be quite annoying, to be honest, frankly. You know, I think the idea that the Conservatives and most of the votes have gone to the Conservatives. I mean, 37%. That's practically nearly 40%. I mean, God, nothing says the country's behind you like, you know, 30%, 37% of it voting for you. I mean, we've got the mandate, but, you know, if Labour and the Liberals do join and form a government with, Labour and the Liberals joining together, that would be, what, a piffling sort of 47% of the vote. I mean, what the hell does that mean? Nothing. I mean, they could form a government. You know, why would they want to? What could it possibly benefit anyone if they formed a government? Wouldn't benefit me, I can tell you that. Wouldn't benefit my producer, Charles. Ugh, he's shaking his head. No, it's not going to benefit him. So, I mean, who is it going to benefit? No one. Form a government with David, Nick. Just you know, you and David together, form a government. You give us your support, and in return, we give you some chairs. You can have some chairs around the cabinet table. I can't say further than that. You can have a few chairs around the cabinet table, and what could be more fun than that? I think I probably covered the electoral system as it is right now, but I suppose I could probably perhaps finish by just sort of, you know, giving my view of what's going to happen. I think that Nick Clegg is probably going to agree with David Cameron and help him to support a strong national government, which this needs. I think then they will form that national government, and at that point there will be trees of green, and there'll be red roses too, a sky of blue, and I'll think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colours of the rainbow, just blue and yellow obviously, are pretty in the sky, wouldn't be red, and they are also on the faces of children going by. I think my phone's ringing. Is my phone ringing? Oh shit, excuse me.